Welcome to the Good Medicine for the Soul podcast. This is the number one podcast designed for millennial women who want to grow in their knowledge of God so we can all walk in the fullness of our authentic power. I'm your host, Amashala Victoria Wallaby. If you're ready to go on this journey with me, then let's get started. Hey, and welcome to another episode of the Good Medicine for the Soul podcast. Thank you so much for joining me today. And on today's episode, I'm going to be talking about the topic, even in filth, stay at his feet. Even in filth, stay at his feet. And what am I talking about? Today's episode is inspired by, I just completed a reading about King David, one of the greatest kings that ever lived and is still world famous until this day. And what I realized is God is so merciful and gracious. Even in our weakness, even when we fall, God is still merciful and gracious. And in the story of King David, so many things. King David's life was so rich, so full of different experiences that we can all learn from and draw from. And the particular one that I want to talk about today was his shortcomings when he did not go to war when the rest of Israel was going to war. Number one, lesson number one, do not be idle. For idle mind is the devil's playground. So King David did not go to war when he was supposed to. And while he was hanging around, he saw Bathsheba taking a shower or having a bath rather. And he called her or sent for her and slept with her. Right? He slept with her knowing she was another man's wife, sent her away back to her home, and her husband was part of King David's army, right? Now, Bathsheba then gets pregnant and sends word back to King David to say, look, I'm pregnant, you know, the deed we did has receipts, okay? Okay, so she sends word back, and King David obviously is not very excited about that news. He tries to cover it up, and he sends for Bathsheba's husband, Uriah, to come back from the war front and tries to pacify him to go home to his wife because in his attempt to cover it up, he was hoping that Uriah would go home and sleep with his wife and automatically the baby would become Uriah's baby. But God would not have it happen that way. So Uriah, out of intense loyalty to David, said, no, how would I leave soldiers fighting in a war and I go home to eat, to drink, to lay with my wife? No. Far be it from me to do that. So he refused. And he lay at the gate with the other servants there. And he slept there. He never went home. And the next day, King David got word that Uriah did not go home like he had instructed him to. And he sent for him again. Why didn't you go? And he said, no, King, I far be it for me to do this when my other men are fighting in a war for me to go home and lay with my wife. So King David tries another strategy. He tries to make him drunk, get him drunk by giving him drinks, hoping that if he was drunk, he would, I don't know what King David was thinking, somehow stagger his way home and go sleep with his wife. But Uriah did not do that. He was fiercely loyal to the king and he did not go home. He says, no, I'm not going to go home to go, you know, make myself comfortable, sleep with my wife when my men are on the battle front, on the battle line. So he refused to go home. And when King David saw that this man was not going to do what he wanted him to do to cover up his mess, he gave him, and this was the part that broke my heart. And I'm sure this was the part that just, that made God so angry, right? He gave Uriah a letter, a note to Joab, the commander of his army. And literally that letter was Uriah's death instructions. And to show you how Uriah was, he never opened it. He never opened it. He was so loyal. He took the letter to Joab and Joab followed the instructions on how he was, where he was to position Uriah so that he got killed on the battlefront. And God was upset. God was so upset. And I just want to pause here for a moment to show you that no matter how, King David was the man after God's own heart, yet he fell. King David was the man after God's own heart. God said so himself. This was not a pastor or a priest that said this. God himself said this, I have found a man after my own heart. King David was beloved. He was beloved. And yet he still did this. That is to tell you that none of us are infallible. None of us are infallible. It doesn't matter how highly moral you are. None of us. At the end of the day, we are still human beings and we need God's grace. We need God. Every day, one of my prayers that I pray is that the Lord will keep me from myself. That's one of the prayers I pray. I pray for God's mercy upon myself, for myself. I don't know if you heard the saying that the enemy is the one in the mirror staring back at you. And most times we focus our energy on external enemies. Oh, my enemies. Oh, my haters. No. Your hater first is in you. And that is why you need God. That is why you need Jesus. That is why we all need Jesus. Not just you. I do too. Every minute of the day I do. Right? So this is one thing that I want to draw out of this story is that none of us are infallible. And that is why we need God every minute, every second of the day. So that we don't fall into temptation like King David did. Anyway, back to the story. So King David then orders to have Uriah killed. And when Uriah dies, God sends the prophet Nathan to him to say, look at what you did. I saw what you did. And Prophet Nathan, in delivering that message, obviously because King David was a king, you don't just approach a king and say, hey, you king, hey, you did this. No, he had to apply some wisdom there. And in his wisdom, he said, look, he put it as an analogy. There was a man who had a sheep, and this other rich man had a couple of sheep. And, you know, you can go read the story for yourself, right? In the book of First Samuel. Anyway, King Nathan goes to King David and tells him what he had done. And before King Nathan was able to finish delivering the message, King David pronounced judgment upon himself without knowing that it was him. And he said that whoever has done this will not live. And Prophet Nathan said, you are the man who has done this. And immediately King David fell to his face. And that's what made King David different from Saul. But I don't want to go into that today. That's for another episode, right? So he fell on his face and he said, I have sinned against you, God. And the Lord was so upset with King David. He said, this thing you have done, because you have done this, you did this in secret. But when I'm ready to deal with you, I will do it in broad daylight, in public. And we can see, if we go to 2 Samuel 16, we can see that King David's household was never the same again because of this thing that he did. But here's what I want to draw your attention to. There was one of King David's advisors called Ahithophel. His advice was so weighty. He had the gift of wisdom. Because the Bible tells us that Ahithophel was well known for his advice. So much so that when King David's son Absalom rebelled against his father and wanted to take the throne in a coup, he followed Ahithophel's advice. But here's the thing. King David, knowing that Ahithophel had allied with his son, prayed to God and said, may his counsel turn into foolishness. May his counsel turn into foolishness. Right. Why did God answer that prayer? Because we know that prayer was answered. King David was in a mess. God was upset with him for killing Uriah and taking his wife. But even in his mess, he said a prayer to the Lord. May Ahithophel's counsel be darkened, or his wisdom. And God honored that prayer. And this thing really gave me chills in my body. Whenever we see God dealing with his children, don't rejoice over that. Because he's dealing with them does not mean their prayers will go unanswered. That's number one. Number two, even in King David's mess, even in his filth, he stayed at the feet of God. He stayed at the feet of God. And that is what I want to emphasize on today's episode. no matter our shortcomings, no matter what we do, we should remain at the feet of the one who saves, at the feet of Jesus, at the feet of the one who has the power to bind us back together. Because no matter what King David was going through, he stayed at the feet of God. He remained at the feet of God until God restored him. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. It is my prayer that no matter what you're going through right now, no matter what it feels like you've done, no matter what is broken in your life, that you will stay at the feet of Jesus and you will stay at the feet of God, for he only has the power to bind our broken hearts, to make our crooked paths straight and return us back to him. Thank you so much for listening to this episode, and until the next one, keep on shining. Okay, family, let's face it. We've all felt pain. We've suffered the losses. You know what it's like to want something so bad, but not see a path to its accomplishment. The question, however, is, do you know how to pick yourself up and move on despite what has happened? This is what I share with you inside of my new book, Good Medicine for the Crushed Spirit, a practical guide to helping you find purpose when adversity strikes. Inside this book, you will find personal stories, relatable biblical tales, and anecdotes that prove you are never alone in your despair. I will inspire you to turn pain, discomfort, disappointment, or setbacks into something positive that works for you. So if you're ready to change your life in meaningful and purposeful ways, get your copy of this book today and let the transformation begin. That concludes today's episode, and if you want to hear more from me, follow me on my Instagram page, which is at VICTOLABI. It's VICTOLABI. You can also follow me on Facebook as well, at VICTOLABI. We also have another podcast called the Icanemy Podcast that gives you tools and resources to turn vague dreams into blissful realities. You'll find the links to that in our show notes as well. Thank you so much for listening. Feel free to slide in my DMs and say hello. God bless you.